WHTC News Time is now 9:15, and we are now going to take a look ahead in Holland Public Schools. And with us this morning is Mary Jo Quaker from Holland Public Schools. Good morning, Mary. Are you enjoying the break from winter that we finally have today?
Definitely enjoying the warmer weather.
It's supposed to be 44 degrees tomorrow, but then we might have freezing rain on Friday, which I don't know how many snow days Holland has had, but probably above the maximum, right?
I think we're getting pretty close, yes.
So that would be probably the worst news for your school to have freezing rain on Friday.
We don't need freezing rain.
No, we really don't. But Mary Jo Quaker is the director of the Holland Public Schools Early Childhood Care Center. And before we get into some of the things we want to talk about, briefly describe what is exactly early childhood care?
Well, Early Childhood Center is a small school. We service students who are 3, 4, and 5 years old. We have a Young Fives program, which is for children who are kindergarten age, but parents have decided not to have them go to kindergarten. And so it's an all-day program.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also service a preschool program for 4-year-olds called Great Start.
Okay.
And we also have an Early Childhood Special Ed program there for 3, 4, and 5-year-olds.
Before we get into some of this other stuff, too, let's talk about the programs that you offer. What are some of those that you wanted to mention?
Well, those are the three programs, the Young Fives, Early Childhood Special Ed, and then the Great Start Preschool Program for 4-year-olds.
Now, I've heard the commercial that we've been playing for weeks, and we'll play it at the end of this, but it mentions the garden party. Or, excuse me, not garden party. The Jungle Adventure Party. What is this? This is kind of a unique thing for schools
to
do. Yeah,
the Jungle Adventure Party is coming up this week, and it's a lot of fun. If you have a child going into kindergarten next year, you certainly don't want to miss it. It's happening Thursday, February 20.
Okay.
And it's from 5:30 to 7:30 at East K7. And it's just an opportunity for families and their children to come and have a great night with pizza, mm-hmm, and games and opportunity to register your children for kindergarten or for Young Fives and to meet teachers, to just get information about the various kindergarten-type programs or Young Fives or TWBI. TWBI is an all-day, two-way bilingual immersion program. And so if you're interested in that, there'll be people, staff members there you can talk to about that program.
Now, the theme is a jungle, and this is an opportunity to, like you said, register and meet faculty and play games. What are some things? I mean, is it going to be like a jungle in the gym? What does it look like?
They actually take the whole building and turn it into a jungle.
Oh, wow.
So there's different, you can get your picture taken and just do a lot of games and songs and dancing and things all around the theme of jungle.
So I would imagine this takes a lot of work to turn your school into a rainforest.
It does, and Tom Page pretty much does everything, gets it all set up along with a lot of volunteers. So he does a great job, and it definitely looks like a jungle when
That's
you come.
That's outstanding. That's Thursday, February 20th.
Yep.
And now tomorrow night, that's the event that we were talking about. What else do you have to mention for us?
Well, the other event that we have coming up is called Swim into Preschool, and that event is specific for children who are going to be 4 by October 1st, and that is for our preschool program, which is at Maplewood Early Childhood Center, and that is from 4:30 to 6, and that's at Maplewood Early Childhood Center, which we are at 925 Central. And we've kind of just had enough of this cold winter weather, so our theme is going to be a beach theme.
Why not?
Yeah, that's what we thought. And so it's just a chance for families who have 4-year-olds to come and see our program and to have snacks and do games and have your picture taken and do meet the staff and do a lot of fun things at our school and see what our school is about.
Literally to think about going to Lake Michigan and the beach, but it's
That's
probably
right.
never early enough to start thinking
no.
about spring and summer coming.
No, never early enough. And just kind of to learn about our free preschool program for 4-year-olds.
That's fantastic. What else? Is there anything else you wanted to mention to us about the schools or maybe these two programs that are coming up?
I think the preschool program is kind of a unique program in the area for preschool because it is a free program.
Mm-hmm.
And we have both full day and half day for our 4-year-olds. And I think that's important for parents to know that our program is free. So that's nice for parents to have that opportunity to be able to put their children in preschool because preschool is so important for kids nowadays.
That is unique. Most school programs, and I, you know, when I got older, I learned that my preschool program was not free when my parents put me through. What gives? Is it just the funding that Holland has to make, to create a free preschool program?
Well, it's actually a state-funded program, okay. Mm-hmm. And Governor Snyder has been very supportive of preschool programs, and so we are a state-funded program, and it's just a great opportunity for families to have their children in preschool, help get them more ready for school.
That's outstanding. I know I read a story last week that he wants to even give more money back to education, so that's only can lead to better things, hopefully, yeah. For you in the preschool program.
Yeah, he's proposing even more money, so that would be great for us.
Outstanding. We're speaking with Mary Jo Koiker from Holland Public Schools. This segment is Looking Ahead in Holland Public Schools. Mary, if they want to find people listening, looking for more information, I know we just talked about both of these events that are coming up. Where can they go online, or is there even a phone number that they could call?
They can call Maplewood for information about the preschool or for Young Fives, and our number is 494-2650. And if they want more information just in general, they can call 494-2000.
Outstanding. Mary, enjoy the, like I said, the weather again today and tomorrow night. I didn't ask you this, but are we going to be dressed up as different animals and stuff at the jungle? I mean, stuff like that? Are you going to have costumes? And
They wear more just some hats,
okay.
And some of
those
say,
types I can't
things.
Picture
no
you
animals.
Putting on you know, a gorilla outfit or something, but that would be pretty entertaining.
Not me. Maybe somebody else.
Outstanding. Mary Jo Koiker from Holland Public Schools, thank you so much for being with us.
Great. Thanks, Dan.